This week, trying to capitalize on his popularity from the war, President Bush barnstormed in Ohio for the centerpiece of his domestic policy, tax cuts. Mr. Bush says that large tax cuts are necessary to boost a sagging economy, and he says they will create 1.4 million new jobs. Opponents of the tax cuts say they will do nothing of the kind, and instead of stimulating the economy, they will bring it down with huge deficits. As in many things concerning the economy, it's hard to separate the facts from the hopes. So we asked Gene Sturley of the Urban Institute to help us sort through it all. He served as a tax policy specialist under four different presidents, and under President Ronald Reagan, he was the head of the tax economists in the Treasury Department.
Well, the president proposed a package initially of a little over $700 billion. The House and Senate, at one point, they thought they had an agreement on making it about $550 billion. And then the Senate sort of combined, the Democrats and a few moderate Republicans combined to say that they wouldn't accept a package of over $350 billion. That number I'm giving you is the cost over 10 years.
All right, let's break it down. In terms of the income tax relief, who's going to benefit from that and by how much?
Well, the average relief proposed by the president was on the order of about $1,000 in the year 2003 or four. But again, remember, these changes are already scheduled. So it's a little misleading at times to use the average, however, because 80% of households would get less than the average. The tax cuts are, you know, crudely proportional to the taxes people pay. And quite honestly, the rich pay more taxes, so they get a lot more of the tax break.
This week in Ohio, the president said in trying to bring along some of the senators who are willing to cut taxes, but perhaps not as much as he would like. This is part of the argument that he made this week in Ohio. Let's listen to this tape.
Some in Congress say the plan is too big. Well, it seems like to me they might have some explaining to do. If they agree that tax relief creates jobs, then why are they for a little bitty tax relief package?
Will tax relief create jobs? Do these tax cuts create jobs?
By themselves, I think it would be hard to make the claim that they're going to create jobs. The Congressional Budget Office recently did a study, ran a bunch of different models on whether this tax cut was going to create jobs or not, and came out really all over the lot. They said, well, you know, one model said it would and one wouldn't. So anytime you hear these job numbers, and believe me, both sides do it, the Democrats do it just as much on their side as the Republicans, they're all very shaky, and they depend upon 100 different assumptions before you can figure out how they come up with the numbers.
A lot of people, though, really are worried about the huge deficits that could get run up as a result of these tax cuts. What about that?
Well, here we get to the nub of the problem. It's not that the nation can't afford to have tax cuts of about 1 percentage point of GDP. It's not that we can't afford to have expenditure increases along those lines. The problem is we've gotten into this game where we have spent the future. By that I mean we have huge promises for increases in benefits and health benefits, retirement benefits that would require us to double the Social Security tax just to pay for them in the long run. And now we have a proposal coming along saying, well, let's cut taxes too. The long run budget is way out of balance. Promises have been made far into the future, and we're doing it in a way that creates very, very large projected deficits. Now, will they happen? Probably not. At some point, the legislature is going to come along and either raise taxes or cut some of these promises for the future enough that the budget will be in balance. But along the way, we're squeezing a lot of items. We're squeezing the foreign aid budget we need to worry about now. We're squeezing programs for children. They're all getting squeezed between this growth in entitlements for retirement and health and the tax system because there's not a lot left over in between.
Gene Sturley is a former Treasury Department tax specialist, and he's now with the Urban Institute. Thanks very much for coming in, Mr. Sturley.
Sure. Glad to do it, Lynn.